Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning, and in studio with me as well is the Montgomery County GOP Chairman, Virgil Peck. Mr. Peck, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Kyle. I'm doing just great. My Kansas City Chiefs are playing well. Patrick Mahomes is back to full practice, and now, you do need to do a little bit about this 40-degree weather.
We'll work on that. It's going to get cold again, but it's going to get warm after that, though. But just watch out for Monday, 40 with snow.
Snow?
Yeah, well, and the low is going to be 11.
Oh, my goodness. No thanks. I'll pass on that? Yes, sir.
Hey, this weekend's going to be great, though. It's going to be 62 Saturday and 65 on Sunday. So, hey, get out there, enjoy the last weekend, and talking about the weekend, that's great weather, one, to be in Independence for all the events going on downtown, but also going on in Independence will be the Montgomery County Chili and Chicken Noodle Feed and Candidate Forum this weekend.
That's right. Perfect segue, Kyle. Man, you're talented. And the weather will be good for the festivities. We do want to celebrate Veterans Day. And we'll get to the main reason I'm here. But, yes, we will recognize veterans and thank a veteran, because without those guys and gals, we wouldn't have the freedoms we enjoy.
Absolutely. It's going to be a full day over there in Independence this week, this Saturday.
And the weather will be good. No excuses. Get out and thank those. But as far as the Montgomery County Republicans are having our annual chicken chili noodle feed, and this time we're going to include a candidate for them. We have candidates for United States Congress and United States Senate who have promised to be there. And, of course, these are Republicans.
Right.
And we're inviting the public, encouraging them to be there. But the fact that we will have, I personally believe, Kyle, the next United States Congressman and United States Senator at our event, not that often do you get an opportunity to just get face-to-face, eye-to-eye with them. And I'm encouraging those who attend, ask the tough questions.
Right.
Don't hesitate to put these candidates on the spot, because if they're going to represent us in Washington, we need to know what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also have some fun. We do that when we get together. We have a great singer-songwriter. Her name is Haley Bagwell. A lot of people in the area know her. Haley, Kyle, she's got one of those amazing voices. She can belt it out.
The voice of an angel.
She does a lot of country music singing,
mm-hmm.
but she'll be singing the national anthem, verse 1 and verse 4, as well as God Bless America. So that in itself is worth attending, just hearing Haley sing. But we'll also have a silent auction. And I'd mention to you before we come on the air something I'd love to have. Don't know if it'll happen because I don't know about the money, but we'll have a silent auction. One of the items is an autographed Kansas City Chiefs football. One of our candidates, Dave Lindstrom, played for the Chiefs back in the 90s. He was a defensive lineman, and if you go on his campaign website, you'll see him sacking John Elway from the Broncos.
And that's always good when the Chiefs sack the Broncos, huh?
To me, it is. Absolutely. But anyway, he has donated or is donating an autographed Chiefs football. Now, I don't think it'll be autographed by any of the current players, but some former players.
Okay.
And some of these guys are the big names. I mean, they'll be, and I haven't seen the ball, but they'll be bringing it. We've got a congressional cookbook, recipes, favorites from ladies and others in the United States Capitol. So a person can buy a congressional cookbook. We've got, of course, the thing that guys, I don't know about you, Connor, but guys like me enjoy, a coconut cream pie.
Mm.
We'll have that for auctioning. And again, this is silent auction. We've got some tumblers from the Kansas Capitol, glasses. I've got a K-State souvenir basket, and then several other items. I'm not going to list everything, but just to mention some. But
just kind of the highlights, basically.
That's it. And it's all about having fun. And, of course, it does raise money. By the way, I'd better mention it before I forget, because I'll forget and then we'll move on. But because it is a chili chicken noodle feed, we're asking for a $5 donation just for the food.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be that, and there'll be some desserts. And of course, we'll have tea, water, drinks. But we are in the 4-H building in Riverside Park. It's an enclosed building, so had the weather been bad or if it turns nippy, which it could after dark.
Right.
Because we will start at 5:30.
Yeah, and the sun's setting by then. So, yeah, it's supposed to get down to 42. It's not supposed to be too bad, but still 42 is a tad bit nippy, though. So
it is. Okay. I didn't know what the forecast was. But so
well, I got it right here next to me. It's always right next to me. So.
Yeah, you have an advantage, Kyle, over the rest of us. But anyway, so we'll be inside, and there's plenty of space. We've had events in the past, the Montgomery County GOP, and we used the Stitch Shelter House in Independence. We outgrew it. We were just spilling out. So
right.
We thought we'll go to this bigger facility, cost us a little bit more, but it's enclosed, accommodate, 250, 300 people easily in there. And we don't know how many people to expect. On that topic, though, I will mention, as you and I had visited before we came on the air, it's not that often that you will have candidates for these offices come to Montgomery County,
right,
to Southeast Kansas. And I know I'm talking Montgomery County, but those of you listening in Southeast Kansas, we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. We're sort of a team, a region. But it would be good for them to be there. But if we have a great event, I'm going to do my best as the Republican County Chair to make certain that it's well-organized, well-ran, and have a good attendance. These candidates will remember Montgomery County. They'll remember Independence. So if we have a big turnout and a well-run event, and then they're elected into office, they will look favorably on Montgomery County. So, sure, it's about learning about the candidates, but it's also the candidates learning about us.
And that's a very important thing to know what's going on in this part of the state because, it may not be the biggest population-wise, but it's still a very important part of this state.
Well, that's it. We have a lot to offer down here mm-hmm. in Southeast Kansas. There's 200,000 residents or so down in Southeast Kansas when you consider the nine counties, that's the southern part, southeast
right.
part. So, yeah, we're important to the state. And Montgomery County is important to not only, of course, the Republican Party, but to politics in general in the state. We're not the biggest county, but we're in the top 10 in population.
Yeah, there we go.
And so it's important, but our current congressman, Steve Watkins, said he will be there. Jake LaTurner, who is challenging him, our state treasurer, has promised to be there. And we've got three of the five U.S. Senate candidates have promised to be there. Haven't given up on the other two.
Working on them still.
Working on them. And it's frustrating sometimes in trying to contact these campaigns and schedule things. I started September the 2nd. Contacting
wow.
these campaigns. So I thought, well, you know, give them an 8, 9, 10 week notice. They should be able to get in their schedule.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you're springing up on them at the last second, yeah, I can see how that'd be difficult. But if you're contacting them almost 2 months before the event, you would think they would find a hole in their schedule to do it. So
that's my thought. But each campaign has to run their own campaign.
Absolutely.
And I've run a few myself, and I know how it is. Sometimes it's
tough.
I'd love to be there, but you can only be one place at a time. And that's something also I will mention. We will only allow the candidates to speak. So we won't have any surrogates because, no disrespect to anyone who fills in for a candidate, but they are not the candidate.
Right.
They cannot do the same job in laying out the candidates' positions. But it's important. And, of course, when we get together on an event like this, we will talk politics. As you know, and most listeners know, that there are always things going on in politics. As a matter of fact, something big happened yesterday in the Kansas legislature. And as a former legislator, I pay attention to politics still. Mm-hmm. I understand numbers. But the Legislative Research Department and Division of Budget told legislators that our social programs, which is basically welfare-type programs, is going to cost Kansas $80 million, I'll repeat that, $80 million more than they previously expected it
wow.
to be. Kyle, the budget's already not in really good shape in the state of Kansas. As a matter of fact, the legislature passed a budget, which bothers me, quite honestly, but they're spending $260 million more in this year's budget than projected revenue.
Mm.
And had it not been for transferring $230 million from the state highway fund, which we were promised that would stop, not happen anymore, but they're transferring $230 million. So without that $230 million, they're spending around $500 million more than revenue.
Yeah, and I know how that is coming. I was telling you off the air, coming from the state of Oklahoma. Oklahoma at one point was like nearly $700, $800 million in the hole. Luckily, there was the rainy day fund. It kind of plugged a little hole in it. But, I mean, still, though, it's got to learn to budget. I mean, I mean, you budget personally. I budget personally. It's got to be done. So,
absolutely. I can't understand why government at the federal level, it's just absurd, but at the state level and even sometimes lower, why they can't seem to get their numbers to match up. It's like, hey, you know, you got this much money, just like Kyle and Virgil.
Right.
We know we can't spend more than we bring in.
Exactly, because then we're in trouble at that point, you know.
Yeah. And the state budget, sadly, gets worse from here on out. Current projections, currently what they have allocated spending, gets worse in 2021. I do have to mention a little bit of good news from what the Research and Division of Budget told the legislators. Even though they expect it to cost $80 million more for our welfare-type programs in 2021, they said that it looks like this year we're going to be down by about $15 million. But still, that's a $65 million right. swing. And so it's just one of those things. Oh, and another thing, speaking of politics, and I guess we sort of are, today...
There's nothing wrong with that, though, so...
I think it's important for listeners to hear.
Yes, absolutely.
We, down here, sometimes in southern Kansas, it's hard to get the Topeka news.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really incumbent upon those who pay attention to politics to communicate. But today, the Consensus Revenue Estimating Group will meet and provide revenue estimates for the upcoming fiscal year, the remainder of this fiscal year, and upcoming fiscal year. So it'll be interesting to see what they say. The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group, as I mentioned to you previously, that's a group of economists from the state and from our universities. They get together. Kyle, it amazes me. They look at everything.
Right. There's a ton of stuff to look at. I mean, we were saying off there that sometimes they're a little bit over on their estimates. Sometimes they're a little bit under. But for the most part, they're inside the ballpark. And that is hard to do just because there are so many variables to work out. You do not know. Something may change that you did not expect. But so to be in the ballpark is pretty amazing.
Well, that's just it. A few years ago, they had projections and then oil prices tanked, so the revenue to the state was significantly down, caused some budget woes back in the Brownback era. But they look at everything. They look at they project the price of wheat, soybeans, sorghum. I mean everything. The commodities. They project the price of oil. They project the price of gas. They project the job market. I mean, so many things, variables, but they're going to meet, and then whatever they come up with numbers wise as far as projections, they project sales tax revenue, income tax revenue, property tax revenue to the state, and every form of revenue, which, by the way, you may not be aware of this since you're relatively new to Kansas, and don't feel bad if you don't, because most Kansans don't, but your insurance premiums, whether it's your car insurance, your house insurance, your life insurance, your health insurance, 2% of that is a tax to the state of Kansas.
Mm.
2% of your insurance premiums go to the state of Kansas as a tax. I'm an insurance agent, and you know, if we didn't have to pay that tax, we could reduce your premiums. But that's a whole other topic.
Absolutely.
But once they come up with these numbers, the Consensus Revenue Estimating Group, then that will be the numbers that the legislature uses to plan for their next budget. And sadly, the legislature never has done a good job, or seldom has, but they're not doing a good job at all right now. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic. But we'll talk politics. We'll get together. We'll have fun Saturday evening, 5:30, the Riverside Park 4-H building right there beside the stadium, and just to the east of the, I think people know, but just to the east of the cemetery. We'll have a good time, eat some chili or chicken noodles, listen to candidates. But the main thing is voters will have an opportunity to see them, hear them, ask them the tough questions.
And be informed.
That's it. And I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you this morning to be on the air to promote this. And by the way, I can't leave without saying, hey, I encourage the Democrats to do the same thing, because the fact that they have candidates visiting with my counterpart, Carol Sanders, the other day, who is the Democrat Party chair from Montgomery County. She said that they've got a lot of candidates for president, which we knew, And she said, it's difficult to determine who to vote for. So when we have events like this, whether Republican, Democrat, people need to get out and see the candidates.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Peck, I thank you very much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. And I hope you have a good event this Saturday.
Well, thank you. We're planning on it. Appreciate your time. And don't forget to thank a veteran over the next several weeks.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.